And then the waiter's hand, they eat in the kitchen. You see, they didn't eat with us. And we lined up on those benches. And E, coming in from working, you know, and boy, she's vegetables. That's what we raised, a good garden. Happy. And we had a good garden, everything. Meat, vegetables.
Yeah.
Cornbread and milk. That's right.
Now, you mentioned going to the mill. What would you make at the mill out of corn?
Meal. Grind it up into meal, you know, to make cornbread.
Did you ever make anything else? What was that kind of coarse ground stuff?
Well, grit, yeah, sometimes, but we didn't pull it. Sometimes we'd have some made up in ground to make grits out of, but we didn't pull that very much.
Would you ever take the corn and put it in?
Lye hominy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Now you can buy it in cans. Yeah, my mother used to fix lye hominy. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's right. I love that, too. Yeah, my wife buy it yet, but he buy it in can now. Yes, sir, we used to make that. But that bushel of corn, meal, corn had to go to the mill every Saturday morning. Especially when we were all out and working and all the wages handing out.
Yeah.
I don't see how in the world she cooked for all the old people. We just, that youngest brother was helping her. And she didn't have no cook. Just a big old wood stove, you know, in the kitchen and burn wood in it.
Wood stove. Did they have a kind of a thing that went from the stove?
That's right, a pipe went out the top of the house. Sure, that's right. And
it fit in a place up at the top of the house.
That's right. Went on out. Well, they didn't have no big chimney, you know, for that. They just had a stove pipe, you know, just tin pipes that went from the stove through the loft out the top. And then if the wind got to blowing or something, they'd blow the smoke back in the stove sometimes. It was a certain direction sometimes. It wasn't too good, but in those days, it was good for that. It was all right.
Yeah. I remember seeing my grandmother had one of those old stoves. Long time. You had to cut the wood. When you were out in the yard and your mother needed wood for the stove, she'd yell for you to bring in a...
armful, that's right. Bring an armful of wood, sure. Draw water, you know, and had a big tub in the kitchen,
yeah.
And that had to be filled up with water every night, you know, to cook with the next day, cooking with the next morning.
Did y'all have a well? You had a well. Oh,
yeah, right? You drawed water from a well. Sure. I got a well here. I put a well. See, I started here in 35.
Yes.
And I used a well before we got electricity in this country.
Yes. Did people ever catch water from the house? Or?
No. We never did do that, no. We had wells. We drew water wells.
Yeah. Did people? Well, you don't have things around the side of your house to carry water off?
No. I know what you're talking about. What you call those things? Gutters.
Yeah.
No.
What about? Will you have a place where the house? Where say you have an L on the house? Isn't there a place where kind of you have to put a tin piece where the house can?
Well, now that's where it was our house and kitchen. You see, for the kitchen, it was an L there, and it had a valley, you know.
Yeah.
Huh. In other words, the roof to the house come this way, well then from the kitchen, it joins.
Yeah.
You see.
Now this house has the boards that lap over each other. You call those boards that lap over each other on the outside there.
That's weatherboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did houses ever have anything different when you were coming up? Or?
Well, I was bid. Some people just build a box house, just 1 inch, 12, 1 by 12,
yeah.
You know, and then had a little batten, what they call it, to put in on between the cracks.
Yes.
But I was with a weatherboard, you know, weatherboard like that one.
You built this house mostly by yourself, did you? Well, had help. But.
Yeah, I had help. Me and three others built it, that's right, in 35. When I moved here, it was a field. In 35.
Yeah.
And I set these trees out.
Yeah. What? These are some very pretty trees here now.